18 hours. Three children perish in tragic house fire in Msaka's Kabanana compound. Fred Membe warns against statutory press regulation, citing threats to free expression. And in international news, Tunisia jails ex-prime minister on terrorism charges.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Three siblings aged 2, 4, and 7 have tragically died in a house fire in Lusaka's Kabanana compound, Tungwe area. Police spokesperson Reha Monga has confirmed the incident, stating that it occurred on May the 2nd, 2025, at approximately 21:13 hours. He said the report was made by Mr. Emmanuel Piri, aged 34, a resident of the affected area whose house was completely gutted by the fire, resulting in the death of his three children. According to Mr. Hamonga, Mr. Piri had left his home around 18 hours to pick up his wife from Chazanga compound, leaving the children in the house. He said while at Chalovantu in Chazanga, he received a distress call from a neighbor informing him that his house was on fire. Mr. Amonga said upon returning home, Mr. Piri found members of the public attempting to extinguish the fire and rescue the children. He said despite their efforts, the fire had already consumed the house and its contents. Mr. Hamonga said the bodies of the three children were later recovered from the debris. He has identified the deceased as Nathan Piri, aged 7, Emmanuel Piri Jr., aged 4, and Suvilo Piri, aged 2. Mr. Hamonga said the cause of the fire is yet to be established and investigations are ongoing.
According to Mr. Piri, he left his home around 18 hours to pick up his wife from Chazanga compound, leaving behind his three children in the house. While at Chalovantu in Chazanga, he received a distress call from a neighbor alerting him that his house was on fire. He rushed back and confirmed the unfortunate news upon arrival. Members of the public were found attempting to extinguish the fire and rescue the children. Despite their efforts, the fire was only quenched after it had completely consumed the house and its contents. Tragically, the bodies of three juveniles were later recovered from the debris.
Veteran journalist Dr. Fred Membe has warned that statutory regulation of the press poses a serious threat to freedom of expression and democracy in the country. Speaking in Lusaka during the commemoration of World Press Freedom Day, themed Reporting in the Brave New World, the impact of artificial intelligence on press freedom and the media, Dr. Membe has argued that journalism cannot be regulated in the same way as professions like law or medicine, as it relies on independence and the constitutional right to free speech. Dr. Membe, who is also a socialist party leader, has also highlighted the decline in media development in the country, attributing it to the collapse of journalist training programs following the withdrawal of government and donor funding.
No statutory regulation. Don't accept that. Journalism is not like any other profession. It's not like law, it's not like medicine. If you can't be regulated the same way. I'm a lawyer, I know what the regulation is. Journalism is a profession by occupation. It's a profession by occupation. It survives and it thrives under the freedom of expression.
Meanwhile, Mr. Zambia Chairperson Lorraine Mwanza has noted that while artificial intelligence is transforming news production and distribution, it must not compromise journalistic ethics or fuel misinformation.
AI, if left unchecked, can determine misinformation, entrench balance, and erode public trust. We have already seen how on a very market driven platform amplifies the social or false content, often at the expense of the found group. In a country like ours, where media sustainability and safety remain pressing concerns, the unchecked use of AI could fail and ignore
Meanwhile, Swedish Ambassador to Zambia, Johan Hallenborg, has reaffirmed his government's commitment to supporting media freedom and development as fundamental pillars of democracy and good governance.
Today, we reaffirm our commitment to protecting press freedom. We stand in solidarity with journalists around the world who face threats and challenges in their pursuit of truth. We honor their courage and dedication, recognizing that a free press is essential for a healthy, democratic society. In conclusion, as we look to the future, let us embrace the potential of AI while safeguarding the values that underpin press freedom. Together, we can ensure that technology is served as a tool for empowerment rather than a need for control.
And Media Owners Association of Zambia President Costa Mansa has also announced plans to begin engaging media houses on critical issues such as delayed salaries, lack of contracts, and poor working conditions.
No business succeeds or thrives without a happy workforce. And I agree, and I've always been saying this, a hungry journalist is a danger to society. Even as we celebrate, hold us to account in the next 1 year. We will give you the hotline, call us, and we will engage our members on the challenges. I'm not saying it will be easy. There are compliance issues, but we are resolved, we are bold enough, we are knocking on doors, starting from State House to ZRA to ZPPA, until we get a conducive environment so that you and I can get fruits from our labor.
Foundation for Justice and Human Rights Executive Director Christopher Shalwavala has cautioned the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security to remain vigilant against foreign nationals attempting to illegally acquire national registration cards. Mr. Shalwavala has expressed concern over the porous nature of Zambia's borders, warning that if not properly managed, unqualified foreign nationals could obtain NRCs and potentially participate in the 2026 general elections. Speaking to Hot FM News, he has cited the recent arrest in Dola of a Zambian national who attempted to assist a foreign national in obtaining a national registration card as a clear example of the risks posed by lax monitoring. He has further urged all eligible Zambian citizens to take advantage of the ongoing mobile NRC registration exercise and ensure they are duly registered.
We've got the foreign nationals who are trying to come on board and take advantage of dubiously obtaining a Zambian registration card. As you are aware that a few days ago, we read a situation where the department, through the Zambia Police Service, managed to corner or arrest a person from Dola who was trying to aid a foreign national from Congo DR to try and register and obtain a Zambian registration card, which is against the laws of this country. Borders in Zambia are very porous.
Environmental expert Abel Somali has called on government to increase budgetary allocations for environmental protection in the 2026 national budget, citing the urgent need to address climate change. Mr. Somali has emphasized that climate change falls under the environmental protection budget pillar and requires substantial financial support to implement effective interventions. He has stressed that the environment should no longer be regarded solely as an ecological concern, but as a key developmental priority that impacts all sectors of the economy. Mr. Somali has expressed concern over last year's budget allocation to the sector, describing it as the lowest the environmental sector has ever received.
We expect to see increased budget allocation towards environmental protection because the matters relating to climate change interventions are actually in the environmental protection budget pillar. This sector is now no longer an environmental problem, an environmental problem sector only, but a developmental one, and it cuts across all the sectors, so we expect the means of finance to increase the budget allocation, and also we expect to see even the presence of the Ministry of Green Economy as it in all the districts around the country.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
Mining expert Edward Tumkonda has cautioned that it is too early to determine whether Zambia will achieve its target of producing 3 million metric tons of copper by 2031. Mr.